Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream. Mail.
The glue that holds the Triple M NRL family together. He's been holding the family together for years now, MG. Silently just, in the shadows.
Now he's only getting any recognition for it. Finally. Oh, finally. He's getting some recognition. Finally.
People will call him an overnight success, not knowing the 30 plus years he's put in of hard work. Brent Reed from News Corp. How are you, Reedy?
I thought I got recognition years ago. I thought I was a star already. Gosh, you've like sold me short. I'm really disappointed in this.
Not until you hit the M's, mate, did your star start to rise.
Nah. All right, Reedy, let's rip into it. Off the top, where's Madge Maguire's future at? I thought we spoke to you on Monday. I thought we were going to have a decision on him.
Okay, so the Tigers fans love me talking about Madge and their club. So basically they've had a hookup this week, a board hookup to talk about the review. They'll now get some recommendations from the football committee. Those recommendations are imminent. I would imagine they will arrive on the board's desk in the next 24 to 48 hours. Potentially that means maybe we'll have some movement over the weekend. Look, you know, we spoke about it on Monday. The sense was early that Madge was in massive trouble. The sense is now that, Madge might survive the review and retain his contract. So, yeah, as I said, it stands now where the board's waiting on those recommendations. They've got the review. They're going to get the recommendations in the next day or two, and maybe we'll have a resolution over the weekend potentially.
Is it as clear-cut, Reedy, as if Cameron Serrato wants the job, he gets it, and Madge moves on? If Cameron Serrato doesn't want the job, then Madge is safe?
I don't think so, MG. I mean, that's sort of been suggested as one of the alternatives. Look, I think they'll make a decision on Madge and say he's either got it or he hasn't. Okay. I don't necessarily think it hinges on whether they can get Serrato or not. I think that would look at, you know, how would that look for Madge if they made a decision where we're going to go and try and get Cameron Serrato? If we can't get him, you keep your job. I just think that's untenable. So I think they need to make a decision first and foremost. Is Madge the man or is he not the man? And I assume the recommendations that they get from the footy committee that go to the board, there'll be something along those lines. Either he's our man or we need to replace him. I think it would be silly, and they'd look a bit silly if they said, well, maybe he's our man. Let's just go see what Cameron Serrato wants to do.
Yeah.
And after we hear back from him, we'll decide on whether he's our man or not.
For the record, I hope they keep him. I think I hate seeing the coaches and players chopping and changing, because the only people who get the shits with that is the fans. And let's have some stability at the Tiger Town. I mean, look, he's had a bad year. He knows that. We don't have to tell him that all the time. And I think it's better the devil you know in most occasions. And all they need is a kill. They need a big recruit. And if that's looming, well, if someone's got the kahunas to go there, like a Tarek Sims or somebody else, a Josh Hodgson or someone, well, then we'll start to see the Tigers start to rise back up the flagpole.
All right. Reedy, then, I mean, from one Tiger official. All right. And then from Madge Maguire's future to Luke Garner, potentially out the door at West Tigers?
Well, there's been some talk around Luke Garner for a couple of years now. He was linked with Manly last year, I think it was. And there's been a bit of, a freeze on player movement at the Tigers while they resolve the coaching situation. But Luke Garner's name has appeared on the radar of some other NRL clubs. My sense is that potentially he may leave at the end of this, well, over the off-season. It probably depends on who's interested. Manly's a club that, as I said, he's been linked with previously. Now, the Manly situation's interesting. Probably at the moment, they don't have the room to fit him in. But if Marty Tapau happens to go and Marty's been given permission to explore his options on the open market, then maybe that brings Manly into play. Now, they've got a relationship with Luke Garner. He played, under 20s with Tommy Trbojevic. So he's good friends with the Trbojevic family. I believe he still lives on the Northern Beaches. So that's just one to watch in the next couple of weeks. His name has started popping up again. And obviously, it's probably going to depend to an extent on the coaching situation at the Tigers, but it will also hinge potentially on what happens with Marty Tapau and whether Marty is able to find another club, and if he is, whether he decides to move in the off-season.
Real good player, Luke Garner. I rate him highly, very highly, and I think that the Tigers should do everything they can to keep hold of him.
I wonder whether it also has implications for maybe Tarek Sims or Adam Elliott. Now, the Tigers have been linked with both those guys. If they're willing to let Luke Garner go, that would suggest that perhaps they think that one of those guys is going to arrive. So, you know, maybe we can extrapolate that out a little bit, and it gives us a hint as the potential destination for Sims or Elliott.
Well, I like that, and I think West Tigers fans would probably get excited at the prospect of one of those two players arriving at the club. Wayne Bennett, we know that he's on his final run as the Rabbitohs coach. They're into a prelim. We don't know how high this final journey could end as the Bunnies coach. But next year, his people have speculated what his next job might be. Have we got any clarity on where that's at, Reedy?
No, but I reckon it's getting closer, because there's a commission meeting, I believe it's next week, where I reckon they'll push expansion one step closer to fruition. Then they'll have a meeting with the clubs. I imagine they'll tell the clubs, we've got the cash, we're going to make it happen. And then you're going to have a decision on the franchise that comes in. Now, I would imagine whichever one wins the process, Wayne's going to be the head coach there. So I reckon we're getting ever closer to Wayne Bennett's future being resolved. I would imagine, look, I mean, the ideal scenario, right? There's a grand final in Brisbane in a couple of weeks. The ideal scenario would be, in the lead up to that game, you announce, yes, we're expanding, it's going ahead. And then it's a matter of picking the team. Maybe you do it during the lead up to grand final, the grand final being played. I mean, the focus of footy will be on Southeast Queensland. It would be the perfect time to make that call. So that would suggest to me that next week's commission meeting is crucial. Then you meet the clubs, you make that, you book that meeting as quickly as possible. You tell them this is what we're doing. Potentially you make a decision grand final week. And then once the decision is made, you know, I would have thought Wayne will have his future mapped out pretty quickly.
MG, I've just had a thought while Reddy's been updating us there.
Yep.
If you're the Redcliffe Dolphins, who everybody yes. seems to think are the favourite for this, or maybe if you're one of the other teams, why wouldn't you go and try and sign Wayne Bennett to a contract? And a contract that is dependent on winning the licence as a way to tip your bid over the line.
Liam, I think the three teams involved all had the same idea. I think they're all going to do the same. They're all after him. I think the last two, and Green, Reedy can let us know if this is true or not, but I suppose it's out of Paul Green and Wayne Bennett, and I know who I'd rather have as my first grade coach of a new franchise. Just as long as he's involved somewhere, Wayne Bennett, he's getting better with age, and he can't be lost to the game. He's such a character of the game. He's bigger than life, and I'm sure that the new team who gets the franchise, he'll be the coach of.
My gut feel is it'll be Redcliffe, and I think the way they will do it is a bit like South at the moment. They'll have Wayne there as the head coach, and then there'll be someone under him who'll work alongside him and be mentored to become the coach when Wayne eventually decides it's time to walk away. So, you know, I would imagine that would, you know, there's some logical guys there. Maybe they look at a Seraldo, Christian Wolf, who's over at St. Helens at the moment, is really highly regarded. They're the sort of guys I think they'll be looking at to work alongside Wayne to eventually become the head coach of the team.
By the time Wayne's ready to step away, I reckon Billy Slater's probably ready for an NRL coaching role if the reports about Queensland are...
Cam Smith, Jonathan Thurston, one of the greats.
You're one of the greats. All right, Brent Reed, very nice mail for you Thursday. We will let you go. We'll hear from you on Saturday, the scrum with Gerds and Tony and the big fella MG as well. Nice work.
Thank you.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.